We Talk of Christ, An Hour to Watch with Him, by Maritza Gonzalez Espejo. One day, I was preparing to give a talk in sacrament meeting. I was studying the article, The Atonement of Jesus Christ, by Jeffrey R. Holland of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles in the March 2008 Liahona. In his article, Elder Holland relates a dream Elder Orson F. Whitney had in which he saw the Savior in the Garden of Gethsemane. Elder Whitney described the pain and suffering he saw the Savior bear. Then he wrote, "Presently he arose and walked to where the apostles were kneeling, fast asleep. He shook them gently, awoke them, and in a tone of tender reproach, untinctured by the least show of anger or scolding, asked them if they could not watch with him 1 hour. Returning to his place, he prayed again, and then went back and found them again sleeping. Again he awoke them, admonished them, and returned and prayed as before. 3 times this happened. As I read this, the spirit of revelation entered my mind. In that instant, I realized that the way I could watch with him 1 hour was in the way I approached sacrament meeting each Sunday. Since then, I have learned that this is an hour in which we can pray to our Heavenly Father in a more meaningful way. Prayer is fundamental at all times, but the Spirit present in that hour of the sacrament is an opportunity to elevate ourselves closer to Heavenly Father and our Savior, Jesus Christ. When we focus our thoughts on the Lord, it is, in a way, accompanying Him at the moment of the agony He endured when taking upon Himself our sins. It is a time to acknowledge the pain He suffered for us. Sacrament meeting means everything to me. For me, it is the hour of infinite salvation. It has become a sacred time in which I remember and commit in prayer and in spirit to honor my covenants and to follow the perfect example of my Savior. I know that He lives and loves me. I know that it is only through His sacrifice and His precious blood that was spilt that we can all be saved. I know this is true because I have worked at watching with Him. My understanding has been enlightened. My life has been blessed. And my vision of eternal life in His presence has been deepened. How can taking the sacrament change my life? In the October 2012 General Conference, Elder Don R. Clark of the 70 taught, "If we properly prepare for the sacrament, we can transform our lives." He then suggested 5 principles that can bless our lives as we partake of the sacrament worthily. 1, have a feeling of gratitude for the atonement of Jesus Christ. 2, remember that we are renewing baptismal covenants. 3, seek to feel forgiven of our sins. 4, seek inspiration for solutions to our problems. 5, partake of the sacrament worthily so we can be filled with the Holy Ghost. Elder Clark promised, "It will always be a great sacrament meeting if the sacrament is the center of our worship." Sidebar: a reflective, reverent moment. The sacrament should be a powerful, reverent, reflective moment. It should encourage spiritual feelings and impressions. As such, it should not be rushed. It is not something to get over so that the real purpose of a sacrament meeting can be pursued. This is the real purpose of the meeting. And everything that is said or sung or prayed in those services should be consistent with the grandeur of this sacred ordinance. Elder Jeffrey R. Holland of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, this do in remembrance of me. Ensign, November 1995, page 68. End of the section, we talk of Christ, An Hour to Watch with Him, by Maritza Gonzalez Espejo. Read by Dwayne Case.